Until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And we're now joined on the line by Libby Coker, the Labor candidate for Corangamite. Libby, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, you must be watching what's happening in Parliament. Of course, this ABCC legislation didn't get up, which means that we're heading probably to a double dissolution on July the 2nd. And also, you'd have to note the last two news polls, which have put Bill Shorten in front of Malcolm Turnbull. So, has there ever been a more exciting time to be a candidate in a marginal electorate?
Well said. It is an exciting time. I think, though, what we need to keep a focus on is what the people of Corangamite are looking for in the person that represents them. I think that they're looking at somebody who wants to work to ensure that they get quality education for their kids, that their children are going to be able to get a reasonable job, and that we actually look after our future in terms of renewable energy and a sustainable environment and healthcare, and we protect Medicare. I mean, these are the things that matter. I mean, the Australian Building Construction Commission, to use that as a double dissolution trigger, in my opinion, is quite astounding, because if you ask people in the street what is the ABCC, most people don't actually even know what it is or what it's supposed to do. I mean, what it does do, it actually takes away the rights of citizens. And the government is saying that it improves productivity and reduces industrial action. Well, since it was abolished in 2012, we haven't seen that to be the case. Productivity's improved. We've seen reduced industrial action. So basically, this bill has been voted down by the Senate twice for very good reason. But it looks like we probably will go to an election on July the 2nd. So now it's about working to meet with people, talk with people, listen to people, and actually show them that Labor is the government that is going to serve them best.
Well, I heard one commentator this morning which said that this election is shaping up as an election between the unions and the banks. If you're a union supporter, you would vote Labor. If you want to see the banks go through a Royal Commission, you'd also vote Labor. And of course, if you're the opposite, you would go the other side. Do you think that's perhaps where it's shaping up, given that you guys are trying to put forth the idea of having a Royal Commission into banks?
Look, I think that's it is a little bit of a simplistic approach. I think that really, unions do exist for good reason. They are the voice of people in the workplace, and they are much needed. Banks obviously are also needed, but we've seen some really unscrupulous acts by banks, and it has got to the point where we need to actually have a Royal Commission into banks and with legislation to follow that ensures that ordinary Australians who invest in good faith do get to actually have insurance paid out when they need it and don't get ripped off. So look, on a basic level you could say that's correct, but when you look at it in a more, I suppose, complex way, governments are there to set the parameters so that people can lead positive, hopeful lives, where they can get jobs, where the kids can go to school and get a good education. These are the things that matter. And we are really returning to, the traditional Labor values, the foundations of health, education, a good job, and renewable energy. These are the things that people are interested in, So I think we certainly are going to be working hard in coming weeks, and also the budget's coming up. That's going to be quite an interesting time.
Now, in terms of the Royal Commission into banks, how would you go about crafting the terms of reference? Even though it might be a good idea to investigate the banks, the whole concept does seem to be very broad. How would you narrow it down to make sure that we actually get something meaningful out of a Royal Commission?
Well, I think, look, I'm not an expert in this field, but I think what you need to do is have a look at where the flaws in the system are. I mean, why are some banking institutions, why has there been issues with people not being able to access insurance? Why is it that people are being ripped off? And then use that as the basis of actually forming your terms of reference, and you then begin your investigation. Because at the end of the day, we need banks and people rely on them to actually, for savings, for long-term planning, and as a basis of forming a well-being and a good life.
Well, I see on social media that you're doing a bit of door knocking and getting out there and speaking to voters. Is the banks issue top of mind when you're speaking to people? Do they have stories of issues that they've faced with their major banks?
There is a lot of concern. When door knocking, people are concerned of the role of banks. I think they're also concerned about the fact that the Turnbull government are turning out to be quite a disappointment. I'm getting a lot of people talking about the Turnbull government having ripped out millions of billions of dollars out of schools. I think they're concerned about the environment. I think they're looking at the budget. Many people do know that the Turnbull government has doubled the deficit to $68 billion, and they're also looking at things like the plebiscite into gay marriage and the fact that it's going to cost $160 billion. I mean, these are wasteful measures that we should not be including, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the Turnbull government will be putting in at the upcoming budget. We certainly won't be we'll be getting rid of the direct action tax, which pays polluters to stop polluting. Let's have a look at what they come up with.
A couple of those points you mentioned there, for example, changes to education funding and increases to the deficit with moving money around to the RBA and all that sort of thing, a lot of that happened under Tony Abbott. Do you think that there have been changes since Malcolm Turnbull came to power? It's been over 6 months now since he took up that position. Has the government changed?
Well, talking to people on the street, door knocking, people are saying to me that they don't know what Turnbull has done and that he is a disappointment. I personally feel that there has been change. Like, the government says they've made changes to the Senate. Now, to the ordinary person on the street, they look at that and they say, well, that's political. What is this government doing for me and for my family? And at this point, there is a real disappointment. I think people did think that Malcolm Turnbull would come in. He would come in with the big picture ideas. But basically, he's struggling to be himself. The things that he stood for in the past, he isn't able to stand for as part of his government, a conservative government. And so there is this real tension, I sense. And people, the result is that the person on the street is disappointed and frustrated. And I think what we need is a government that's prepared to stand up, look at tax reform that is going to be workable, to actually invest in things like education and health, and provide opportunities for people that they can actually get ahead in their lives.
Talking about people on the street and their views, I thought it was interesting yesterday with the Senate and the way the agenda went there. There seemed to be a big focus on, number one, Stephen Conroy getting up and making a speech about the Governor-General and allegedly going back to 1975 because they had to sit in and vote on this piece of legislation, which I think the average person on the street would say, well, you're a senator, isn't that what you're meant to do? Then the other issue was whether the handshake with Tanya Plibersek and the Governor-General did occur, or whether there was a snub and what was going on. I mean, while we're talking about these issues, we're not talking about, for example, the economy, jobs, health, education. What do you think about that?
Look, I would agree. I think that one thing that I'm going to try and do in this election cycle is really focus on people. People are really quite sick and tired of this, the political noise. They want actually to have some clear, options about what is going to improve their lives. And that is the bottom line. And so that's what we as a government will be doing. I think the state government too have been working pretty hard. I actually went over to Colac yesterday with an announcement of a new police station, which is fantastic. They've got a police station that was built in the 30s. We've also seen an announcement about the Western Distributor, which I personally believe is great for the region. It's going to get us to Geelong, from Geelong to Melbourne quicker. We're going to get trucks off the road. It's going to be a fantastic initiative. I'm looking forward to working with the state, if I'm lucky enough to be elected, on, working to improve rail links and freight links and road links, the things that actually get people to work sooner and help people to get to the services they need. And it builds jobs.
Well, on that very point, we've seen the $1.5 billion, which was previously allocated to the East-West Link. It's been reallocated. It's going to projects, for example, improving the Monash Freeway, $10 million to the Great Ocean Road. What do you think about that reallocation of money? Because it comes across to me like the state government wanted to see those funds going into the Western Distributor and the Melbourne Metro Tunnel.
Well, having listened to the state government on this issue, obviously to have funds invested in state projects is a great thing, but obviously it would have been fantastic if the federal government had supported the Western Distributor. But look, that's really up to the negotiations between state and federal. The state has said they will build the Western Distributor, and I think the people of this region will be pleased to be no longer sitting in the car park before you get to the Westgate Bridge. So I think it's a good outcome.
And a final point about the budget. Usually when a budget comes out, there's always one particular area that individuals are looking at, whether it's changes to retirement savings or health or education or changes to PAYG rates. What particular things are you looking for in the budget to see whether they're going to change?
I think I'd like to see what the government's plan is on jobs. There is going to be a real tsunami of job loss in our region. The car industry is closing down at the end of the year. I would like to see this budget allocating funds towards a strategic approach to job creation. I have not seen that by this government. It really concerns me that we've had the loss of Ford, we've had the loss of Alcoa, we've seen the loss of Target, and we've seen little that's actually being done to change that. Now, this government, the Turnbull government will say, oh, the unemployment's down, but the fact is, those figures are misleading. We've got a lot of people in our region who are underemployed, working part-time when they want full-time jobs, and it affects our productivity. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a government that actually takes some leadership on this issue. I can certainly tell you that the shortened Labor government will be putting forward a plan for jobs, and I'm looking forward in future weeks to be able to go out and speak about that, because that's something that everybody in our region, it's a basic right to have a reasonable job.
Now, that was going to be the last question, but very quickly, it's going to be an 11-week campaign, it seems, which is a very, very long time, and it feels like we're already in campaigning mode already, and from what you're saying, it sounds like it's a campaign. I mean, what do you think? Do you think that's far too long? Will people be still interested in 11 weeks' time?
Look, I agree. It is a very lengthy time, and I think that the only way to deal with this is to not talk in political terms too much and actually keep the focus on people and what they want out of their local member and what they want out of a government. But it certainly is going to be a long period of political discussion. I think we're lucky that we live in a democracy where people accept that we're leading a stable democracy, and people accept that we need to have discussion. So that is a good thing, but it's going to be a long haul. But I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, Libby, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. And I look forward to continuing to catch up with you right up until the election and possibly after.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Good on you, Libby Coker. They're the Labor candidate for Corangamite. Very interesting conversation. And of course, a bit later on in the program, we'll be looking at what the experts have to say. We'll speak to Professor Sarah Madison from the University of Melbourne.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.